This is the Montana Economic Minute.
While you're at it, the most dangerous words in the English language, pivoting away from a clear objective, like building a bridge, to pursue a completely unrelated objective, like helping U.S. steelworkers, is rife in government spending. It's so ingrained into government procurement that people don't give it a second thought. Yet there's no easier way to attack the imbalance between spending and revenues than to start getting more for what we spend. The Buy American Act was passed in 1933. It says that federal agencies and contractors must purchase domestically produced products, and that 50% of the total cost of the components of the project must have been sourced to U.S. suppliers. Between 2001 and 2019, researchers estimate that the now-modified law preserved about 100,000 manufacturing jobs, but the cost of each job saved was $110,000. That's $11 billion of excess spending every year, and the scheduled tightening of the domestic content requirements in 2029 will make it all even worse. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.